And those big long teeth they have.
Yeah, tush.
You knock those out or cut them
well,
off?
Well, I never did, but I never did keep one until it needed it. But I've seen them that did need it, and I've seen them that they knocked them off. Some of them take clippers and cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
They get dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Man was telling me he had a big one and it got ornery. And it took after him one day and made him so mad the next time he went back to the field, he just took along the hammer. And he got him roped and tied up, and he just took that hammer and bashed out both of those big old...
All them things, they're dangerous. I believe they're more dangerous than a bull. A bull can knock you down. If he gets you on the ground, he'll have to step on it. The only way he can hurt you, because he can't hardly hook you with his horns and you on the ground. He'll miss you.
Mm-hmm.
Hit you with his nose. If you take a boar, if he ever gets to you, he's going to cut you and touch you.
Will a bull try to step on you when he gets
some
you?
Some of them will. A few.
Hmm.
I had one vicious bull in my life. He killed a horse for me. So a few days after that, I got one of my neighbors, got him, and we got together and we dehorned that rascal.
Mm-hmm.
He got awful vicious.
What did you do? Just use the dehorning shears?
Yeah, just take the clippers and cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
I won't hardly keep a bull's horns now.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a horned bull, I clip his horns when he's about a yearling, 2 year old,
mm-hmm.
before he gets too big to handle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them tall. Most fellas got to where they weight them horns, you know, and pull them down. They think they look pretty, but they still pretty dangerous with them.
Uh-huh. Well, they put weights on the end.
Yeah,
of them.
Put weights out on the end of them horns. When the calves, you know,
uh-huh.
now started growing in the direction they want them to go in and get them going so low where they want them to grow to, well, then they take the weights off and the horn just eat on that
uh-huh.
longer. I don't think much of them.
Nah, I might just go cut them off.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, now it's, people are starting to raise polled cattle anyway, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's come, the common thing now is polled cattle.
That's, by nature, they don't have horns, isn't that
no, right? They don't have horns. They bred them all some way, I don't know how. That's possibly some more you're doing just then.
Yeah, it could be.
But you know the old originals all had horns.
Oh, yeah, 6-8 yeah. feet. I saw some Indian cattle down in Arizona. Oh, about as big around as that pencil and about as long as this room. And the horns, oh, 4 feet on each side. But it looked as though the animal was just being raised for bones, hide, and horns.
Yeah.
You could look right at him and count all of his ribs.
Yeah.
Big old backbone.
Well, I don't know what caused that. It might, there's a possibility that it's caused by the climate, a lot of it. And the minerals in the grass and things like that has a lot to do with it. Of course, we've learned, you know, by scientific method that you can take and feed your steers or your cattle certain minerals and they'll grow and get bigger. And the grass don't afford the minerals they need all together. Things like that. That's the way we bred our cattle up. And by the same method, we've got rid of the horns to a great extent.
Yeah, it'd be good if that energy that goes into those horns could be put into beef.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
A few more pounds.
That's right, because we don't have the use of those horns anymore. They're not even